Hi guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Inside the OCS. I'm your host, Fergie, and this is my co-host, Esther. Say hi.
Good day, everyone.
Of course. You and your amazing setup over there. So how are you? How's your day been?
I'm good. The weather is slowly dying out, slowly getting colder. So although it's still hot, it's better than last time at least. How are you?
I'm good. It's actually 8 p.m. right now, which is kind of not appropriate for doing a podcast, but you know, time zones. Right.
Time difference.
Yeah. So so unlike the first episode, we're doing something completely different, and which is we're gonna be watching the episode right now, as in like right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch it and commentate at the same time, and hopefully
hopefully you guys don't get bored.
Hopefully this is just different. Like, it's a different thing. We haven't tried this yet. So hopefully it turns out better. If it doesn't, then we can always go back to what we previously did.
Yeah. Let's jump right into it.
And this is episode 2 of Warrior Nun called Proverbs 31:25. Is that what it's called? English people, it's hard.
No offense, but why does she look so pretty?
It's a movie thing, right?
Exactly. Like, no one looks this good pretty.
it's like always in series. You like the person wakes up and you just see like perfect hair, perfect makeup, everything.
Also, I kind of feel for Ava right now because she's like teary eyed, like. For the first time, she wakes up, because in the first episode, she doesn't. You know,
she she thinks that it's all a dream and that she's dreaming, and now she's woken up and she realizes that she really is alive. She's not. It wasn't just some weird dream.
Yeah.
She can really actually walk again.
Also, no offense, but I go inside the shower where the water is like so cold, and I'm not even bothered by it. So, seeing the scene, I'm like, really, Ava?
I can't handle cold water. I can't handle hot water though.
Also, I've never heard of steam therapy. Like, what does that feel like?
I've seen a lot of people that are complaining about Ava's voiceover a lot.
One of those people like might be me.
I feel like I'm the only person that like genuinely isn't bothered with it at all, and like understands why she like has a lot of voiceover, I guess.
Yeah, I also kind of got it after rewatching the season.
Well, that was awkward.
Damn, that makeup is just
that
so
is
cool.
Some good makeup.
Also, yeah, this is the first time we've ever seen someone who isn't Ava do a voiceover, which is kind of cool. But also, why is it only, like, one scene? Like, I badly want to know, though.
Okay, Lilith, you holding the sword, like, ready to slaughter Ava. Mary just wants to focus on finding out who killed Shannon, rather than figuring out where Ava is.
Also, it's kind of good framing, because this whole scene kind of gives off, I'm not really an expert on cinematography, but that was a good framing, because the moment Lilith stepped down one by one, it was like she was like insecure about her whole standing when it came to being a warrior nun.
Yeah.
Or the chosen. Yeah.
Mary's not having it.
Camilla at the background, like, why am I here again? Also, I want to know what they teach these girls. Like, what the fuck? How do they know all their rounds? Like, all the fucking bullets. Like,
I mean, they're literally have, like, a secret organization that, like...
Sect. Yeah, I know, but, like...
They're basically all trained killers.
Which is so funny, considering, like, they're supposed to be a religious, yeah, sect.
Oh, and this from last episode, we saw...
Oh, yes.
We saw Shannon getting clawed in the back. And it was a Tarrasque, as we now see. There isn't really a lot that happens in the first few episodes.
Yeah, it's so true. Honestly, the first 5 episodes starts off like a slow build of what Warrior Nun is trying to portray, which is like establishing what Divinium is, what the Tarrasque is.
What
OCS is.
It takes its time to like establish what everything is, and then it like goes super fast, but the first few episodes for sure is just a slow start,
which is actually not bad, because usually for shows, especially like Warrior Nun, when they it gives them more time to like write better storylines for when they make 3 to 5 seasons, which is kind of good, you know?
It's nothing, if it's like really... nothing is rushed, and I think that's one of the more important things in series, that you just don't rush a character or don't rush a plot or whatever. Duretti is a bit,
he's a higher up, but I don't trust any of them.
Our surgeon, it was the nurse, right?
Yeah.
So like, do they?
Oh, so yeah.
I mean, is there only one person that can do this, or is it like all people that like are taught to be like are taught whatever healing skills and whatnot? Are they also taught how to transfer to Halo?
Probably, I think. I'm not really, we're not really sure.
Because then again, because like, because if there's too many people that know about it or know how to do it, doesn't then that mean that the Halo would be more vulnerable? Like,
yeah, it kind of makes you think, like, do you think they have like specific roles in...
Right? Like, what is it?
Specific, yeah. Because they have like... branches. I forgot what it was called. Like, it was something Sister Beatrice said, like, in a future episodes. I forgot the word when she got, but yeah. Okay, spoilers, but yeah, it was a word. But yeah, they have specific branches, like, in different countries or places. I'm not sure. But it makes you wonder, like, do they have specific roles? But I don't know. It's really up to the writers how they build the OCS. We don't really know that much about OCS, to be honest.
I mean, it's based on the comics, right? Although I don't think it follows the comics. It does take its essence from it, basically.
The whole concept of the OCS is based from the comic series, yes, but it's actually... The show is loosely based, like, a lot of characters, like, for example, Lilith was taken from the book, but she was a different character in the comics than to her, than here in the show, so, you know.
Yeah, it's like the groundwork, the universe is based upon the comics, it's just not the same as the comics.
Yeah. But it really makes you wonder. do they not have security cameras? Because this girl is just picking up.
Oh, okay. So remember last episode where I said, does the halo leave a trail?
Yeah, we know
it does, because some random person just got killed. That's an example of it. Where Ava flew
kinda
through
feel bad
a
for the girl.
Story.
Kind of feel bad for the girl, because she's just, like, doing her job.
Right,
she's
just cleaning up the mess that got created.
Gets killed off.
Yeah, and she gets screwed over and gets killed.
Okay, so this scene.
Can you imagine having
this
kind of breakfast every morning? The churros and everything?
No.
Okay, I definitely couldn't eat it, but like.
I feel like I'm gonna get bloated from all the bread.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy looking at it. Probably would not eat that much every morning.
Also, for some reason, I don't know why, but that scene just reminded me of. The Last Supper for no reason.
I have never seen that movie.
Really? You've not heard of the painting The Last Supper? Or like the whole Bible stuff? That's cool. Imagine.
Oh, like the painting?
Yeah. Because Jesus is at the center, right? And it's kind of ironic that Ava is at the center.
Oh, interesting. Maybe they did. I'm like looking at the picture now. Maybe they did.
Oh.
Inspiration from
who
that.
Knows? Yeah.
Mary knows some shady people.
Yeah, she does. Also, I kind of was expecting her to like punch the guy who was like talking to her about the bullet, but then it kind of cuts to another person. I'm like, oh, so. He meant, like, she has to say pretty please to that person.
Yeah.
Not to him. Also, why do men underestimate girls or women? So.
I mean, it works out for them, essentially. Mm, it works out very well for them.
Also, peep the woman. Also, peep the people at the back. They were, like, looking. That's so funny. Like, also, Mary with knives. Damn. I don't want to mess with her. How many more characters I'm gonna be afraid of? What kind of fucked up shit has Mary been gone through to see something like that once? The shot they did for this was kind of reminds me of like when you wake up for the first time after like sleeping for so long, and then it's all kind of like blurry, and it's kind of
exactly
kind of makes sense, because it's the first time she's, you know, really enjoying her life.
I can understand, like, the calmness she feels from just running her hands through the sand and...
Yeah, and then like, Chanel enters.
I mean, she wasn't able to before.
I can't believe this is an actual location. Like, look at it. It's not all CGI. It looks so good.
It's so hard to, like, talk about what's going on because it's not really a lot that happens. It's some dialogue that doesn't really...
Yeah.
It doesn't really continue the story, like...
Yeah.
It's just more providing background for some characters. Although, I do think the one thing that's really cool about JC and his friends is that they all kind of got to keep their... Well, I mean, I guess not even JC and his friends. I think everyone just got to keep their normal accents. Like, the accent they'll have talking English. It just brings it... It just lets it, like, it feels much more...
authentic
European.
Oh, European. I hate how Netflix translated. I didn't even translate that. It just put the word. How am I supposed to understand that, bro? Also, can we appreciate the fact that Ava is such a geek, and just the fact that she's so into. She's probably the kind of person who would go to comic cons and stuff.
So Duretti, who is part of the OCS, or like. Is a main priest of the church, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Either way, he knows about OCS. He's now currently at the same event that Ava's at ArcTech.
Also, crashing at parties seems like it's probably a dream job, you know? Being able to just crash.
Just for fun, crashing parties.
Just for fun. And just to be able to eat all those fancy stuff, it's not bad, you know. Also, I kind of want to know if the symbol for the Arc Deck logo means something, because that looks evil for some reason. It looks like a horn. If you play with it, it looks like it's gonna be a horn at the end of the edges of the T. If you think Shotgun Mary isn't cool, wait till you see her in a fucking motorcycle. Like, what the fuck?
Mary's a badass. I think we've known this since episode one. Although,
yeah,
she cried in episode one.
I mean, yeah, she cried. She's a softy.
She bought badass. Like a baby.
Also, she looks so petty when she said that line.
Like in her.
Oh, what was the line? Invitation or not, it is vital. Something that I deliver a message to Cardinal Duretti immediately. And she's like looking at them like, I'm gonna crash this party one way or another, guys. You can't stop me. Okay, so we're in this scene where this new character called what's her name again? Jillian Salvius.
Yeah.
Demonstrates an arc thingy. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. It's probably an arc, because that would make sense since their name is called Arc Deck. But yes, she's trying to demonstrate this arc thingy, and her hand is not on the other side of that fucking arc. That is so trippy. Do you think at one point, like, someone on the other side is just looking at her hand like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Duretti is not happy.
He's not. He's really not happy. Do you ever think mentally if Ava is easier to teach?
Cute Ava saying, use your brain.
Use your brain.
Okay, Ava.
What if we don't have one, though? Also, I love nothing more than a man of the church and a woman of science fighting, because they're going to contradict each other so bad.
Would you give the Divinium back to the church, or would you keep it and try to create devices with it?
Honestly, I don't know. Because, honestly, since I'm watching Vernon, I feel like I have to bring it back to the church, because it's vital to their whole organization. But also, the science in me is like tempted to find out if they can actually achieve the whole machine thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a difficult thing, because like on one hand, you could discover so many amazing things with it, but on the other hand, like if you knew exactly what it was used for and stuff, then it would be like, oh, maybe I should give it back.
Yeah, it's really hard right now to decide. I can't believe that they teach these girls how to hack, to kill people.
Like every single skill you can imagine, hacking, fighting with different kind of
then
weapons.
Also at the same time, also at the same time, praying to God, like, what the fuck? I'm such a... This whole thing is like contradicting their whole beliefs.
Do you think they go, dear God, sorry for killing this person, please forgive me?
Probably. I mean, yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry.
It's just so funny.
Or are they like, yo, I don't need to apologize because you, like, they worked against God, so really, is it? Do I need to apologize for helping you out, or?
That makes sense. Also, do they think that they're, like, the messenger of God or something, and then they're, like, trying to get rid of the evil in the world, so basically it's really just right to kill those people?
Yeah,
you'll never know. Maybe that's what they think. So that's kind of scary. I hope they don't kill anyone, though. Tactically trained nuns is like such a funny word. Like,
just think about chaos warrior nuns.
Like really, nuns who are tactically trained? Like, you don't see that every day or even say it.
Yeah.
At all. I like how you can see that Ava was like freaked out. Like she was like, thank God that didn't happen.
Oh shit. And so the shield that Jillian. Yeah. So the shield that Jillian dug up glows around Ava, which is divinium. Because we know from episode 1, divinium glows close to Halo Bear.
Also, the first time that I saw this scene where Ava sees the kid, I was so fucking scared. Like, I thought, I was like, are we watching a supernatural supernatural series with a ghost in it? I'm like,
I was confused.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, is he a ghost?
Why is there a kid in there?
Good for you for thinking that was a kid. I was like, straight up thinking, is that a ghost?
Yeah.
Is she seeing ghosts? Is a ghost telling her to come into this room? I mean, it does make sense. The first time you don't see a key thingy on the door, and it's the one door that that gets an alarm.
Yeah.
It makes you... Also, it makes you wonder, since Shotgun Mary's bullets are made of divinium, I hope. Oh, wait, is it not? Wait, I think it probably is it.
I think our souls? Bullets are made of divinium because they all glow blue. Oh yeah, so I'm guessing glows. It is. Yeah, yeah, true.
But like how thick is this dude's armor that it doesn't really bother him? Also, it makes the glowing in Ava's back just reminds me of an angel's wings.
Yeah,
for some reason it looks like an angel's wings. It if looks you like look a, at it. Yeah, like yeah, yeah,
exactly. I think that's point for it as well.
Point of it, and the moment that she looked in the at the glass, it really looked like she was an angel for a second.
That's a nice first introduction.
Wow, Sister Beatrice just injected Ava.
What a sedative!
Yeah, it was so funny. Like, imagine something like that.
Just a bunch of nuns that just went into ArcTech.
Whoa, I can't believe that was it. Damn.
Yeah, I think the episodes watched very, very fast.
The episode, okay, rewatching an episode is very fast, but like the whole episode was actually slow when you think about it.
It's confusing. It's really slow. The story progression is really slow, but the episode itself just goes by really fast. I think the funny or the weird thing actually I noticed. The Tarrasque was following Ava to places she had been, where she had used the halo. Mm, right? So the halo was in Shannon's back. It got taken out. It got put into Ava. And that
Ava.
Time, like, the halo is kind of used, you know? Mm. Or it's glowed. So that makes it that the Tarrasque could find it. The second time he found it was... because she flung herself, or like she got flung into a building, like she.
Yeah, she got hit by a.
She got hit by a truck, and she like went into a building, and then she healed, which is where she again used her halo. Like she used the halo to heal. The third time, however, she didn't use the halo, as far as I had seen. Not until the Tarrasque was already there. So how did the Tarrasque find her?
That's actually true. It makes you wonder, really, like how did he find her?
Yeah.
Did it find her? Like, is it really following her scent, or?
I mean, I think the halo has a trail it leaves behind, but I feel like if it's not, I assumed that if it didn't get used, that it wouldn't leave a trail behind, because I mean, it's just hidden.
There's a lot of unanswered questions, and we're already in episode 2, so I mean it's kind of nice because it makes you like think a lot of theories for it.
But
like the only time, well, did her halo not glow when she went to that room with the divinium shield? Because I didn't really notice, because the whole scene was like so hetero, which is not really vital to this conversation. But yeah, but
no, I don't think it probably. I don't think her back glowed at all.
Glowed.
Because if it did, then JC probably would have said something about it.
That's actually true, but
I think it was just a Divinian glowed.
True.
So either, I mean, it leaves,
I probably think
it leaves like a constant trail, or it's just a weird thing.
It's just weird, yeah. Maybe we'll find out in episode 3, because I feel like the Divina made her glow, because I know that at some point JC would have saw, but JC was like looking at her like she was the most beautiful woman in the world, and can we really blame him at this at this point? So I don't think he would have noticed, but maybe we'll find out in episode 3. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess we'll find
out. Who knows? Put that in a note.
I'll put that in
Does her halo actually glow in episode 3?
I really don't think it does, because I mean, it's not something you can just ignore. I feel like no matter how much you are like into this person, I think it's something you would ignore. I think it's something very obvious when suddenly someone
that,
like your back suddenly glows.
Either the halo
constantly leaves a trail behind, like a synth, or it was just I don't know.
Because in episode 1, at the end of episode 1, her back actually glows, right? But it's not that kind of glow that was like, that actually gives it away. It was like a faint glow. So maybe...
Oh, it could have been a faint glow, yeah, true.
Yeah, because I'm probably sure that the halo has glow settings at this point.
But
dim, bright.
Yeah, but wouldn't brighter. That mean that every time she would get in contact with Divinium, it would glow? I don't think it does.
I mean, this is like the first. Wait, isn't like this like the first time we've seen her in front of a Divinium?
Well, the shield is, but they also use Divinium bullets and weapons.
Well, mind you, this is like the first time Ava has actually encountered Divinium.
Yeah, true. Maybe it's just a one-time thing that like.
Maybe we should, you know. See, this is why it kind of sucks that we weren't able to have a Comic-Con with the Warrior Nine cast and writers, because I feel like we have a lot of unanswered questions. Oh, we have a lot of questions that remains and answered until like season and like until like 2021,
yeah.
And by 2021 we're probably gonna forget it, so it kind of sucks, you know.
Write down all these things, yeah
write down, coronavirus just sucks overall, but you know, COVID does suck, but at least we got to watch the show.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add? Or is this it for episode 2?
Probably nothing. Aside from the fact that I hope people enjoy this rant of us just like watching the show while also commentating on like small things we've seen, but yeah. Also, I want to know what that kid was, because that creeped me out. Like, why the fuck did he show up and then disappear?
Yeah,
we didn't even get anything from him. That was like a one-time thing, and then. But yeah. Also, do you ever wonder what happened to those guards? Like, wouldn't they have like said anything?
What guards?
Cause before Ava saw the terrestrial, right, there was like two guards.
Oh,
and
right.
And they were able to like see the terrestrial, I think. Oh yeah, of course. they were able to look at it. And then they ran.
Then they ran off like cards.
It makes you wonder.
I mean, they probably told Jillian, right?
Oh, true. That's actually true. Okay. But yeah, that's probably all we have, unless you have anything to say.
No, I got nothing else to add. So.
Some facts. But yeah, it's kind of, this episode is kind of really slow in my opinion. Like, we started episode one kind of like it was not really fast per se, but it was really something else. Like, we really got into a depth, and then a lot of
I think we got a lot of background story for main characters in episode one, whereas episode two, the story develops at a really slow pace, and the character introductions also slow down quite a lot. So it just kind of feels really slow.
Yeah, that's true. And we barely got to see a lot of the sister wars at this episode. It was really small scenes with Sister Lilith, Sister Beatrice, Sister Camilla. It was more of like more Mary scenes, and then Ava, of course, and then it was all the science part also.
Yeah, it was a lot of science this episode,
which actually makes sense, because the first episode we got the church part, the church, like, establishing what OCS is, what the church is, and then in the second episode it's more of the sciencey part of Warrior Nun. So that's actually nice. I have to come up with words that isn't nice. Isn't just using the word nice.
Is it nice?
Yeah. All I can say is just nice. But yeah. I hope you guys like this episode of us talking, just rambling about stuff. Because the sad thing about this is we did this podcast when the hype for season one was already, like, over. Well, not really over, like, slowly, you know, diminishing. Is that the right word? But yeah, it was slowly diminishing. So hopefully when season two gets renewed, we can do this again. And hopefully this whole thing will be a lot smoother and better. But yeah, do you have anything else to say?
I want to thank you guys for listening. If you guys have any questions or want to simply reach out to us, you can do so at OCS Podcast on Twitter. And other than that, stay safe, everyone. We are still in the middle of a pandemic, so wear your masks when necessary. And don't do anything stupid that could risk you or others.
Exactly what Esther said. Okay, guys, so thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you next episode.